Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Still no Iran nuclear talks deal. The United States and five other world powers moved toward an agreement with Iran to limit Tehran's nuclear development program, but have yet to reach a final accord. Diplomats meeting Sunday in Lausanne, Switzerland, reported Tehran has shown a willingness to cut the number of nuclear centrifuges it operates to fewer than 6,000 and ship most of its enriched uranium stockpiles to Russia for storage. Officials monitoring the talks say some contentious issues remain under negotiation as Iran and the six world powers try to reach the framework for a deal by their self-imposed Tuesday deadline. The head of Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission says it will be today at the earliest before a clear result is known in the country's presidential vote. Atuhiro Jega made the announcement Sunday at the end of a second day of voting that had been called after technical problems and delays slowed down Saturday's. There are charges of vote rigging in River State.
We are concerned about what seems to be happening in River State. There are many alleged cases of malpractices, and we certainly pay a lot of attention to investigating these.
President Goodluck Jonathan is running for re-election against Muhammadu Buhari, a former military ruler. Liberian authorities are urging Ebola survivors to refrain from unprotected sex beyond the recommended 90 days after the country's first Ebola death in more than a month. The 44-year-old female patient who died Friday was married to a man who had the disease but survived. Officials fear she may have gotten sick through sexual transmission. This is VOA News. The Islamic State terrorist group released a new grisly video Sunday showing its fighters cutting off the heads of eight men described as Shiite Muslims. The eight were said to be beheaded in the central Syrian province of Hama. The video was posted on social media. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says support for Islamic State is growing. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes broadcast Sunday, Mr. Assad said the number of Islamic State recruits has expanded since the U.S.-led coalition began airstrikes last September on militant targets. The Syrian leader said charges that Syria used chemical weapons against civilians as Western propaganda, but he said he has no objections to allowing inspectors in to determine if chlorine gas was used. Arab leaders say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels surrender and withdraw from the territory they have seized. That announcement came Sunday at the end of a two-day summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Saudi U.S. Ambassador Adel al-Jubeir spoke Sunday in the CBS program Face the Nation.
I don't know that anyone wants to go into Yemen in terms of land forces, but we don't rule anything out. We have sufficient forces in the current coalition, if need be, to go into Yemen. But right now, the objective is being achieved through an air campaign.
Arab League Secretary General Nabil El Arabi says Yemen's legitimate government, headed by President Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi, must be restored. Tunisian security forces say they have killed the main suspect in that deadly museum attack, which left 21 foreign tourists dead, and a Tunisian policeman earlier this month as well. Tunisia's state news agency says Abu Sakhar Lokman was killed along with eight others Saturday during an anti-terrorist operation in the Gafsa region near the Algerian border. Officials say Lockman's group was affiliated with the North African branch of Al-Qaeda. On Sunday, tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Tunis to protest extremist violence in the country. A major earthquake with a magnitude 7.7 shook off the South Pacific island of Papua New Guinea Monday. Officials were prompted to issue a tsunami warning for vast areas of the Pacific, as far north as Russia. Officials in the capital Port Moresby say there are no reports of damage or casualties. Duke and Michigan State University scored victories Sunday to join number one Kentucky and Wisconsin in the Final Four of the U.S. Men's College Basketball Championships. The single elimination national tournament will be played in Indianapolis, Indiana, next Monday night. Kentucky will play Wisconsin, and Duke will face Michigan State in Saturday's semifinals. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.